Yesterday we left the question in our discussion, what is the head of Yish? If Yish is Hefker, Yish is just, Adosu Shazaycha still belongs to the Bailam, the opinion of many Bidele Chayim. And so he has the Kasha, Shmuel refers to this Kasha, it's Kusha Limta, it's like the main Raya. That is, the Gemara says, by Chometz over Pesach, they say, Reish Lof and Echad, the Gemara says, if Yish is kinda, then, you have to say, Reish Lof and Echad. So if you hold a Yish, still belongs to the Bailam, okay, I don't think. So, if you hold that by Yush, what's my answer? That no, it's he came in. I know that Zemiyaj writes Liknos. Zemiyaj writes Liknos. So, Yish is kind, really Yish is kind. And here, the Ganav doesn't want to be kind. But the Ksai is, if you hold that Yish, if he left the Rishus of the owner, so even if the Gazan doesn't want to be kind, still, Hagin says, it's not his anymore. The more answers, the Ganav doesn't want to be kind. So, Meila, you can say, Rishlof and Echa. But if you hold the Yish is Hefker, so who cares? So I go so I left the Shizabim. You can't say Reish Lof and Echa. That's the Kusha Gedoyla of the Ketzayis. So my is like this. Bemisin, we touched upon yesterday, that is Mechayis Rishayin, whether Yisur Anah is considered Shalai. Sheet of the Rajba, in many places, the Ran and the Dharm Pehem, and Allah brings it down, that if someone's madder enough from something, everyone's allowed to be kainit. He's been dug down from the Gemara. And Rajba holds that in the Tshuva, which is Pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch and Simitov Reish Mem Tes, Rabbi Esrig, that if he's mudder enough from Esrig, he's not Yeritza, it's not Lachem, it's not considered his. He's mudder enough. So that's Shid the Rajba. Kamakam Makayim is a certain Azanish Shalai. As opposed to the Ritva, which at least the Ritva Sukkah seems to hold it as Shalai. So now, Kash is the feed of Shayin that hold. As certain Azanish Shalai, so then, Chametz, Varvel Pesach, Halki Sereish Chol Fenecha. Chametz, Varvel Pesach, Halki Sereish Chol Fenecha. It's not Shalai. If you hold it, it's Surah Nozain and Shalai, which is a Chavel Rishon to hold Surah Nozain and Shalai. If you hold the Surah Nozain and Shalai, it's really smach from the Gemara about something like that, because the Gemara says in Supas Lama Dalid, the Mishecht, but he's still, we have a din of Dalid Behei, right? He's still in Yishecht, Yechayim Dalid Behei, so the Gemara says, by the Zara, and since Yishecht a little bit, then it's already over the Zara, but Lav Demara Ketava, the Gemara says. So you see, Lav Demara, once it comes over the Zara, Lav Demara, it's not, it doesn't belong to the owner. That's right, they're certain as Anishalai. Rakhbanon Thidu Shoyin, they're certain as Anishalai. Saying, what's the most powerful Gemara Baba Kama? The Gemara says, he's a Reish Chalfa, Chomaz Rav Pesach, Mish is a Reish Chalfa Necha, what kind of Reish Chalfa Necha? It's not his. So there you have Beferish Rishayim. We have a major kash from the Gemara. The answer is, think this must be the son-in-law of the Truma Sakri. The Hagai is over here. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Chatan Necher HaMechaber. The son-in-law of the great-grandson-in-law of Truma Sakri. He says, Elam, I have to say, that the din of Reish Chol Fanecha does not require that it belongs to him. This day you could say, or in general, a ganav, this mitzvah is Zeh Shagazal. Right? Does that necessitate that it belongs to the owner in order to Mekayim and Beish Shagazal with the Chayfet is Ben? So it's true, the Lashon HaGemara is Haresh Shalchol Lefanecha. Right? But the question is that Dafka? It has to, in order to Mekayim and Beish Shagazal, it has to be Haresh Shalchol Lefanecha? It has to belong to the Nigzal still? And if it doesn't belong to him, you can't Mekayim and Beish Shagazal? Maybe not. What Allah is that if the Gazlan is kainit lemashal, if he does a shinui, he makes a shinui in the chayfetz, and then we darshan basically the shergaz has to be kain shergazal, and if it's kainit b'shinui, then damim muchayiv loy. So if the Gazlan is kainit the object, then the chiyuv of hashava transfers from a chiyuv of the gazelle itself to chiyuv dama. When the gazlan is kind of the object, then the chiyuv moves from a chiyuv to give the object back to give a chiyuv of dama. But that, when is it chal a chiyuv dama? That's only when the gazlan is kind of it. If the gazlan is kind of it, then he can't be kind of the mitzvah shav anymore. It's his. But Kolzman, therefore, if Yish is kaina, right, then he can't say Reish Chol Fanecha. Because it's his. So once it's his, so now he has a chiv damim. Just like by Shinoi. Once the Gazan is kaina the object, then it's a chiv of damim. If it's a chiv damim, you can't be a chiv damim, is there or not? But Kolzman, the Ganav wasn't kaina. Even though it left the reshus of the nigzal, but you could still say Reish Chol Fanecha. It doesn't have to be his to say Reish Chol Fanecha. Reish Chol doesn't mean that it's yours. Reish Chol Fanecha means here, take it. And the only time when they can say Reish Chol Fanecha is if the gazlan is kainit. Once the gazlan is kainit, then the pshat is it became a chiyuv damim. Once the gazlan is kainit, it became a chiyuv damim. Because man, the Gazlan wasn't kaina, he can mekayim his mitzvahs hashava by returning the chayfetz is be'en, even though the chayfetz is asa ma'ana, he mekayim his chayv hashava. But once he was kainit, now it's chal chayv damim. It's chal chayv damim. You can't be yetz chayv damim with an object that's asa ma'ana. So and that's why even the Rishonim that hold that Esur does ain't a shalai. We don't say that Chomash Shavuot Pesach, you can't say Reish Chol Fanecha, it's not his. There's who cares? It's Ein Shaloi. So what? It's Ein Shaloi. So what? But even though it's Ein Shaloi, it's Asa Mana, but since it doesn't belong to the Gazlan, it can be kind, it's Chiyuv HaShava. So Mela, the same thing, even though we want to say that Yish is Hefker, as we demonstrated from Rashi, and we'll see today in the Ramban and the Rajb as well, that Yish Taka left the Rishus of the Bailim, Yish is Hefker Gamo, Yish left the Rishus of the Bailim, not like all Lechrainim, but still, the Gemara says, that Zemes Yayish, Vizeneroi Tzilik Nois, that the Gazlan, even though Yish is Kaina, that means the Gazlan has the ability to be kaina. But if the Gazlan doesn't want to be kaina, like the case of Chametz, he's not interested in kaina, so became Asim Banah, he's not interested in kaina. So then, what's the din? If he's not kaina, he can say Reish Chol Fanecha. Ah, Yish is Hefker, doesn't belong to the Bailim. So what? Haresh Chavanat doesn't mean Dafka Shalcha. It means here, take it, it's yours. The Lav Dafka, they have to own it, nor is Haresh Chavanat. What's Monea? The ability to say Haresh Chavanat is only one thing. And that is if the Gazlan was kainit. If the Gazlan was kainit, and now it's his, so now once the Gazlan is kainit, then the Lach is, there's Chiv Damim. If it's Chiv Damim, you can't say Haresh Chavanat, because it's worthless. But Kozman, the Gazlan wasn't kainit, Eno left the reshus of the owner, of the Nigzal, he could still say Reish Chalvanach. So that's the Chayr, so this, that's the Chayr Teretz you have to say for this huge Kasha of Tzayis. Because anyway, this the Kasha of that Gemara is going to be a Kasha on the Befeirish Rishonim that say, it's Surah Nozein Shalai. So we're forced to say something. So it's not a riot that it's sites. Once we have to say this Yisayin, it's not a riot. Gabi Yish, Gabi Har Sukkah, where we're debating what is the get of Yish, get no riot from that Gemara, the Yish is not heavy. Now, B'das Ramban, B'chayra, it's Mavur, the Yish is heavy. First of all, we had the Ramban, last man, when in the sugya of Nabches, in the sugya of Tavis Balchayv, Nafyud, that was by Tavis Balchayv Mashach HaVacherim, where the Ramban said, we had a problem with Rabbi Yechon over there, we had a problem with Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds Magmir Tzil Chaver Kana Chaveroi. I hold Teres B'chavak Shechal V'cherim is like Kana. So we had the Teres had a steer in Rabbi Yechanan. Because the Gemara is Taila whether or not Teres B'chavak whether or not Magmir Tzil Chaver Kana Chaver is telling in Teres B'chavak Shechal V'cherim. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't shnim. He holds Teres B'chavak Shechal V'cherim. Rabbi Yechanan holds Teres B'chavak Shechal V'cherim. He holds that Magmir Tzil Chaver is Kana Chaveroi. Yet he holds Teres B'chavak Shechal is like Kana. That's the kasha. So Tosfos says because he can say migu di bari zochan afshei. Ramban says that Tosfos b'chayiv is tak chav v'cherim. Magmir mitzil chaver is not chav v'cherim. It is not chav for the bialim, and it's not chav for everybody else. For everyone else, is not chav because they have no rights to it. The bialim is not chav because they already left his rishus. They already left his rishus. The Rizalmas b'dai from the Ramban, you see now the zimis. According to the Sivis, it didn't leave his Rishon, it still belongs to him. El Ma'isin Rabban, L'chayra, that Yish are big question over here. Is Yish like Hefka Reb Yaisi, that it's still his until someone's kainit? L'chayra Rabban's come out beforeish that Yish is Hefka. That's why it's not considered chav l'cherim. Nagbil metzil chaveray. It's kana chaveray. It's not chav l'cherim. It's chav to the bayil. You're taking away from them. Teres, you're not taking away from them because the man left his rishus. The man says he left his rishus. Sharon Yisrael biyotzim rishusay biyish. Biyotzim rishusay biyish. Now, so it's clear in Rabban that Yish is Hefker. Now, the question still remains, if Yish is Hefker, now, is it totally in Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbana now? Or maybe does it have to say that Yish is better than Hefker? So, in the Ramban, and there's other Ramban, this Ramban also before the Yish is Hefker, in the Ramban and Pesach, Joseph Islam is Medayik, not like the Nesivis. The Ramban and Pesachim, the Avlam and Aleph, discussing the case over there, where the Gemara says, we find Chametz, we find Achanus Shal Yisrael, and the Goyish workers. So then we say the Chametz Lach Pesach is Mutter, because we say it came from the Goy, Chametz Shal Goyish, Avel Pesach is Mutter, Chametz Shal Yisrael, Shal Avel Pesach is Aser. So now, we have Achanus Shal Goyim, and you have Goyish and Jewish workers. So then we say the chametz that's found in the Lach HaPesach is also manna.
So Ramban, Chas v'Shalom, to say that we're not worried that the Jewish worker dropped chametz there on Pesach, he brought a sandwich there on Pesach, he dropped chametz there on Pesach, because Chas v'Shalom. What the Bashir has seen on Elo Shema Miyad Poel Yisrael Nofo Koygim on Pesach. And the Baal Chanus is not kind it, the guy is not kind it, because it's not Mishtamer. We'll see it later in the parak. So Meila remains Rebbe Shalom Meitze, calls Manshal Yizachah by Adam, Pashus HaBayim, Roshayim Waimit. Now, says Ramban, Loi mi boi l'man d'armim, m'sech l'dorm, hef k'mat hana, ma matan adasin shos m'kabol, ta'av l'chomet shal yisra shal l'pesach, shal asa b'ana, afil man d'les l'hochi, hocha gazrina.
So what is Ramban here telling me? In other words, the case is that the guy is miyayish. Right? The guy is miyayish. Otherwise, there's no discussion that the Baal Chanus should be able to be kind.
Are you referring to the bittul that happens?
What? Bittul is a good question. I don't know. Rabin was bothered by that. What happened to bittul? Why don't we say that he's mevatlet? And then he's not ayiv. I don't know. It's a good question. What happened to bittul? But Ramban's going here, there's no bittul. Okay? For some reason, we're not dealing with bittul. But that's more, you have to, you know, we in Pesachim, you have to know what about Bittul. But what's great to us is the man's told Chayrut Umay Yish. The man says the other guy could be kind. The boss is not kind because it's Bechanos. It's too many people there, so he's not kind. But means there is Yish. There is Yish. And the man, what does the man say? The man says that's Chametz Arva Pesach. The Jew has lost the Chametz. The Jew was Miyayish on the Chametz. And yet it's Chametz Arva Pesach. So the man grapples with that. Why is it also? Why is it considered Chametz Shal Yisrael? Says Ramban, Loi mi boil fi Rabbi Yaisi. We understand because it's Adasa Shazaycha. It belongs to Kolzman. Kolzman, no one was kind. It belongs to the original Baal. So it's Pasha. It's Chametz Shal Val Pesach. But he says, but even fi Rabbanon is a Gzeira. Okay, whatever the Gzeira is. But what do we see in the Ramban? We see in the Ramban that the Chayra, that Yish is Hefker, and it's totally in the Rabbi and the Rabban. Because Chayra, we're talking about Yish over, it's not Hefker, it wasn't Mafker it. He lost it. Elmai is Miyayish. Right? So we have here an Aveda, Lacha Yish. And when the Ramban is debating, he's grappling with this. It's also about no Acha Pesach. Why? So Ramban says the Ramban marshals the sugya in the darim, and the machleika is tanayim. What is the din of hefker? And the Ramban says whatever the din of hefker is going to be the din of this chametz. So it means the fear of Yaya, you see that it belongs to the Baalim, but hefker belongs to the Baalim until someone's kain it. Then over here also belongs to the Baalim until someone's kind. And since no one was kind before, but no one was kind, so it belongs to the Baalim. The Baalim is a Jew. It's Chametz Arva Pesach. Lefi the Rabbanan, Be'etzem, it's Hefker, that's not his anymore. So why is it Chametz Arva Pesach? So man says, no guys, whatever. Kashem Ayis, no guys. But Bikaron, he's saying, Lefi the Rabbanan, this shouldn't be a problem with Chametz Arva Pesach. Why? Because Lefi the Rabbanan, Hefker, it was Yatsa Meshus HaBailim. And male in this case also, the chametz that was lost and the guy was Miyayish, left the Meshus HaBailim. So the Beferish Ramban, Beferish. He doesn't say that it's Tumat Yish. But the Chayr, that is what he's talking about. So it's Kamat Beferish Ramban, and also Rabbi Zalman points out, it's Beferish Ramban against the Nasidus. You know, Beferish another Beferish Ramban against the Nasidus. Because that again, we're talking about Yish over here. The guy lost the chametz before Pesach, and he was miyayish. And the Ramban says that be'etzem it should be totally in the chametz and the Rabbi Yaisi whether or not it's chametz shalav Pesach. The fear of Yaisi it's chametz shalav Pesach because behefker it still belongs to the Baalim, and the fear of Rabbanan it shouldn't be, but still is for them gzeir. But be'etzem it shouldn't be. So it means the Ramban is toila yish. Yish. What is the status of the chayfetz by yish? It's totally. What is the status of chayfetz by hefker? In other words, i.e., yish is hefker. At least the result of yish is hefker. And the different child. Well, but the yish is hefker. Not like all the chayim want to say that by yish everyone's ma'ir to Rabbi Yaisi, because then the Ramban wouldn't have any problem with the Rabbanim. If everyone holds by yish like Rabbi Yaisi, then it's pasha it's chamash al ol pesach. So that's the Ramban. Now, Grada had a bit of a problem with this Ramban a few days, which at the time we were medayging the Ramban not like the Nesivis. But then the Ramban's mashma came that by Yish, everyone's maida. By Yish, and the Ramban of Yudbeis, at first glance, is mashma that everyone holds it by Yish. It's Yotzim Mishuz the Bailim. Which Ramesson, the Chazanish holds like that. The Chazanish we mentioned yesterday, Chazanish also disagrees with all the Achrayim. He doesn't mean down the Rishayim, but on his own, he disagrees with all the Achrayim, the Chazanish. He says, no, about the Yish, is like we discussed yesterday, that if it's Arab Yerushlita, Yumiayish, then it's cut off from Yul Gamri. And it's even better than Hefker. The Hefker, if you're a B.I.C., it still belongs to you. Hefker, you just, everyone's right to take it, if you're a B.I.C. That's when you're mafker it. But when it's something's an Aveda, which is already out of your Shlita, and you're Miayish on it, which that further removes it from your Shlita, so then it's Pasha not yours, even if you're a B.I.C. In other words, it's the exact opposite from the Achrayim, right? That all the Gedalia Achrayim say that Hefker, even Rabbanim, by Yish, even Rabbanim might Rabbi Yaisi. The Chazanish says that by Yish, even Rabbi Yaisi is might Rabbanim, that it's not his Rishos. That's the Chazanish wanted to say. The extreme opposite of the Achrayim. And the Ramban is in the middle. The Ramban seems in the middle. That Yish is like Hefker. Whatever the din of Hefker is the din of Yish. If you're B'Yaisi, it still belongs to the Baal, if you're not born that. That's the three approaches that we have over here. The Ramban of Amitziya, by the case of the Zurich Arniki, Pesach Zev, Yotzi Pesach Acher, the Gemara's Mesupik, whether you're kind or not, the Sugi of Chatz Mishnameres, we're not getting too involved over there. So Rashi learns, Rashi says he was Mafkrit. Who's mafkir? And there's a whole shayla over there. Is that called ascharis machna? Not before the Gemara that you need ascharis. It's a problem. It's saying mishtemeres. You need ascharis machna. Again, we can't go back to that whole sugi right now. That will take 3/4 of a shir. But the Ramban of there handles is hefker ascharis machna. Okay. So some rishonim say that what are you talking about? It's not ascharis machna. You can't say something about hefker over here. Because it's not hefker, it's your mouth. It's not, there's no dascharis matni. All of my ties says to my matana. The man suggests that there may be hefker is considered dascharis matni. And it's different than mitzia. Shlef ki ruhu baile midaita, el shi mifkeres vay medes. Shlef ki ruhu baile midkidin. So he said that Metziah is Mufkeres Vaimedes. That's Zichna Daskeres Machna. Hashem came by Hefke, maybe it's Daskeres Machna. Then the man said, no, but that would make sense if you're B'Yaisi, it's Daskeres Machna because it belongs to him. But if you're a Banan, maybe not. That's the Shaka Tari of the Ramban. But now, Ozmash from the Ramban, that his whole debate is by Hefker. Is Hefker das Cheres Machne? And then he says, Lefid Rabbanon, Lefid Rabbanon, maybe it is Lefid Rabbanon or not. But by Metzia, he says, Oz Pasha, Metzia is Mufkeres Vemedes. And Pasha is not there das Cheres Machne. It's Mashma, Lefid Rabbanon is not there das Cheres Machne. So, again, it's Mash from the Ramban. That Metzia is worse than Hefker. Metzia is more partial. Metzia, like the Chazanish. Metzia is Mufkeres Vemedes, even if you're a Yaisi.
The Ramban debates is Hefker considered Daskar's Machna or not? He's very torn about this. If Rabbi Yossi maybe yell, if Rabban or not, maybe he'll finish Rabban. But Metzia says not Daskar's Machna. If Metzia is totally in the Machlokes Rabban and Yossi, then Metzia should also be the same child. So Chayim can't stay in Rabban. The Rabban Pesach is very clear that Yush is totally in Machlokes Rabban and Rabban. Yush is Hefker, but it's Hefker L'chol Dina Hefker. It's telling the Chayyim to raise the Rabbanan. Here the Rabban seems to be saying that Yish is different. Oh, so Rabban said that it was bothering me. It's the Rabban, Zuchayyim. So Rabban took time just before, and I think Kumi is right, Tak. I think he might be even Shtukum Adur in Rabban. That the Rabban is not talking about, when he says a Metziah, he's not talking about a Metziah that had a Bailim and the Bailim with Miayish. He never says that. He says Mufkeres Vaymedes. He uses that lashon, meaning we're talking about the tzvi, tzvirats, tzvi shaver that Mitch is talking about over there. So we're talking about something that's a metziah, but not the metziah that ever had an owner. We're talking about metziah that didn't have an owner. So that's Mufkeres Vaymedes, and the whole kashrut didn't start being. It's not a mistake. So this we put it in on that few days. Oh, it's very analogous to the sivis. We're wrong. So Ramban's not talking about, he's not talking about Yish Bechal. Pasha Tais make her. Ramban's not talking about Yish. He said Metzias. I thought he's talking about Yish. Made a mistake. Ramban says Mufkeres Vemedes. Means we're not talking about a Metzias that had a Bailim and the Bailim were Miayish. We're talking about a Metzias that never had a Bailim. That's Takanad Daskaras Machna. And Ramban's discussing the Hefkim. He never discusses a Metzias that the Bailim were Miayish. Duma Metzia, that never had a Bailam. So, Mel, this Ramban has absolutely nothing to do with our discussion. It was a mistake to bring it in L'chadchil at all.
So, what would be the Havmina that there would be that? Okay.
There is no Havmina. There's no Havmina. No, Ramban's, no, there's no Havmina. He's just saying that when Mar is saying that you need Das Cheres Machna, it's Lafuke Metzia, where there is no Das Cheres Machna. Where's Lafuke then? Not that there's a Havmina. There's. Then it won't work. Then it's chas shemish demeris. You're not going to be kainah. Because no, that's chayas makna. That doesn't have meaning. So that's this Ramban lechayer. I think Ramban's pasha right. I think the lashon it almost in the shem mufkeres vaymedes is very clear lechayer. Not talking about an aveda that was guy was miayish. The meir is pasha letayis meikara b'chal be bringing this Ramban, and therefore obviously it's not going to be a theory either. What? Okay. So as I taught Abraham afterwards, I said, Rav Zalman learns like him. How do I know? Because every single place that's arrived from the Rabban, now the Nesivis, Rav Zalman was not shy to tell you that the Agnes comes to this Rabban. This Rabban's the Nesivis. Over here, he's because he doesn't say a word. It was bothering me. Last man, really, was bothering me. Why is Sam so quiet over here? This is a great riot against the Nesivis. All of a sudden, he's quiet. In Pesachim, twice he talks about it. In Mamatia, twice. All of a sudden, he's quiet. Elmai, for caring, he's a writer, he's a learner, Rav Abraham. The first Rizalman, like Rav Abraham, that was talking about, that was talking about the Mitzvah that didn't have a man. The first Rizalman, it's partially the.
Rabbi, he says, Shloch Guru Pilon Midaitan. So it should be
Shloch Guru Pilon Midaitan. Okay, so that Lashon is a little bit Mashmahan Echanami. At least you make me, I shouldn't feel so bad that I learned that right in the beginning. So maybe that's where I was coming from. But the whole Halkeel and the Ramban, Mufkaris Vaymez, I think is a stronger lashon to. I don't feel so stupid maybe because of that lashon. Okay, fine. So akapanim, it's very clear. Shittas Ramban, not like all the achrayim, and also not like the Chazanish, that even Rabbi Yossi is married over here by Yish. But Yish talk like Hefker. The other day, Yish. At least the result of Yish is partial to Hefker. And is Machlokes Rabbeinu Yossi Rabbanan? What is the Mehefker? Is it Adash Zayich? Not. Let's sheet this Ramban. Lechayim very clear. Now, the
The Rai is, let me put up a second. The Shubhas Kri. So he goes along with the Bahalach of his brother. Sorry. That Bayish still belongs to the Bailam. But he has a little bit of a different take on what is the gather of Yish. Now, as the way you learn in the Ketzayis, Kipshuta, and Pshad is that once he's Miyayish, it's like a heter. You know, yeah, he doesn't care about it, he gave up on it. It means he lets everyone be kind. Which means that the heter for everyone to be kind, that Batsim is coming from him. Right? So the Shubhas Kri has a problem with that, that should be considered Das Charis Machna. And he's right that by Mitzia there's no Das Charis Machna. By Charis Adokotten. That, you know, Mitzia Lach Yish, there's no Das Charis Machna. You know, now with Mitzia is Charis Adokotten. Right? So don't say what Mitzia is. Maybe it's Mitzia or Ramban's Mitzia. That there never was a Bayim. So the Kushim and Karles. Again, the Shubhas Kri has a problem. That it's a Mitzia Chesha the Kot, named El Mishnah Dark Yisholim. Chesha defines a Mitzia. Yeah? It's only Dark Yisholim. I ask her as Machna is recurring their eyes, Lafi Samar Shainim. I'm saying, you could say that no, Mitzia over there means Ramban's Mitzia, where it was never a Bayim. That's why not ask her as Machna. Okay, that's. Perhaps. Akpanim, that's his problem. He said he asked his kasha. Okay. Ah, so that's what Tzoyis Taka saying what I just said. Maybe if it's Yish, then Chanami. Therefore, he wants, because of Mekarech this kasha, he wants in Bechadish. That he's gather of Yish is not. That Pshat, the Baal is Miyayish, and Meili doesn't care, let's everyone take it. And that's the Gedev Yish. The Gedev Yish is similar to Zud Shel Yam, which again, you know, we're touching upon things over here, which each thing by itself has to be Nidah and Mekaymai, and it's B'chal HaPasha, what he's saying over here. Because he assumes that the head of Zud Shel Yam, the Pshat is, it still belongs to the Bailin. Narvasa, Teres Matarit, the Gemara and Chaval Fameh, the Gemara says, we're coming soon, the Gemara says, that the terrorists matter it. The terrorists matter it. So what's trying to terrorists matter it? He's learning, again, certainly not the opinion of everyone, people at home not like that. The Bezut HaShiyam, Shaz, it belongs to the Bayim, still no boss, the terrorists matter you to take it. So to my ear, she says, Shaz, it's a terrorist matter you to take it. The Baal's in the eye, it's a terrorist matter you to take it. Moshe Tami Taisus in Baba Kama, Taisus also in Bamatzia, says that what's the Mokka Yish is kind of. The Mishnah says, not similar to Yichedish, Yeshla Taivim, Yeshla Saman of Yeshla Taivim. So I'm called Yeshla Saman of Yeshla Taivim. The Parsha of Aved, it says similar. So similar is Yeshla Saman of Yeshla Taivim. There's a Simon on it, and there are people that want it. So Taisus, well, that's the Mokka for Yish. Rashi might learn who from Zut Hashiyam, but it's a psukim that we learn that Yish is kind of. It says it's Shubhas Kri. The gather is the Torah is telling you. The Torah is allowing you to take it. So it's not the fact that the guy is letting you take it. The Torah says when the guy is Miyayish, you're allowed to take it. That's his. But again, his mashal is still not pashut, as we'll see. But that's even within the story of the Achrayim, the Yish is like it still belongs to the Bailim. So we have two approaches: is the Pshat the Yish, he's letting people take it, or no, the Fiyutim is a Kri, and then you might have issues of Das Charis Machna by Mitzir, or no, the Pshat is that that the Torah is left.
With the Yorshin might not apply to the Shubhas Kri because of the Torah's matter, right? The whole thing was that just because I'm giving a heter to this slave, it doesn't mean my kid's going to give a heter.
Right.
But if the Torah's matter, maybe once the Torah's matter, it's matter.
Excellent. Echonami, right. So if he's there, we discussed yesterday about if the guy dies, what happens?
if you say that it's a continuous heter, then the kids were never miayish. They don't even know that it exists, b'chal. So then the fi the truma sakri, you don't have that problem. Once Tyra is mata. Excellent point.
As long as there's yish,
the Tyra is mata. We still might have the question, because it's only entirely mata if there's yish. It could be here. Yeah. But if he's not, fine. But then you could at least hear it, because one could be once Tara's matter. It's not continuous. You don't need the constant heter. Whereas if the pshat is that I'm allowing you to take it, okay, you need my constant permission. But if the pshat is Tara's matter, it could be once Tara's matter. Certainly, you're talking. It's shared to say otherwise. It's a problem, right? That was one of the questions that says. So like this, in the nusach of the Truma Sakri, you don't have that problem.
Especially if you compare it to Zuyam, if the guy finds it again, if you hold it, that the Torah's head is based off of a constant yish, therefore if the guy finds it again, then the Torah's head would go up. And the guy finds it again without being kind of it, and Zut Zuyam.
Right.
So then, everyone
else should be able to kind it,
if he's not
kind it,
because now the yish is gone. So therefore,
there's
no head of the
Torah. No, Zut Hashem is not telling Yiddish. Zut Hashem is not telling Yiddish. Even if you're Trumas Kriz, he doesn't fair. Zut Hashem is not telling Yiddish. You're just using that as a dogma that Torah is matter. But Zut Hashem, Mishraim say, it's also a shayla, what Zut Hashem has to do with Yiddish now. But he's going with that Zut Hashem has nothing to do with Yiddish. The Torah is matirit. The Buddha man called Adam Torah is matirit. It has nothing to do with Yish. He says Beferi has nothing to do with Yish. Okay. Now, so that basically the sheet is. Memesan, we'll see in the Rajba in Kulin, it's also mentioned that Yish is talking, is Yatsim Rishusai. Not like all Achrayim. We had the Ramban Beferi, and also the Rajba Beferi. But the Rajba is negay in a Gemara over there, which is one of the kashas that Ritzal Chanan asks on the Achrayim. Ritzal Chanan has in the Ber Yitzchak Ritzal Chanan has a few. May he takes on all the Achrayim. Not necessarily rise from the Shem that we were bringing. But he takes on the Achrayim. He has a few major kashas in the Achrayim. He doesn't like the whole approach of the Achrayim. Now, so one of his problems, one of his main problems is the Gemara in Gittin that we mentioned yesterday. The Gemara says, Nisyashmi, Pliny Avdi, so Ein Tzarach Get Shechur. Guy says, Nisyashmi, Pliny Avdi, Ein Tzarach Get Shechur. So he asks, the fila achrayim, if you hold, and the Gemara in Lam Tesa Bez, and also Gemara in Lam Ches, we discussed, right? That the Eved's kind himself the Yish. The Gemara in Lam Ches, actually Gemara in Lam Ches and Manalev is even better. He doesn't ask for Lam Tesa Bez, he asks for Lam Ches and Manalev, where there is Mavur in the Gemara, that the Eved is kind of himself with Yish. Now, if you hold that Yish ad asa shazaycha, it still belongs to the owner. So then, the Ritzal Chan has a major problem. Haray, if the Eved still belongs to the owner, then how could the Eved be kind to himself? Haray, Yad Eved's Kiyad Rabbi. Yad Eved's Kiyad Rabbi. So how could the Eved be kind to himself? But Bishlam, if you hold that Yish is Hefker, that means that once he's miayish, so now the Eved is no longer the Rishus of the Adon. So now the Eved has his own Yad. So Meli has his own Yad. He has the ability to be kinder for himself. But if you hold,
he's playing both roles, huh? Like he's the other guy being kinder, but it's...
They can, but Eved does not have a Yad to be kinder for himself. What both roles? But he has no Yad. It never starts.
Keep the Yad the one careful.
Like no, that's not Gidvi Amam Kecha, but not the Eved can't be kind himself. It means a riot. It means a riot. The Gemara Kedushin says that by an Eved Ivri, you can't say Bapei Trei Zil. You can't tell, you can't be Mafkin. Say the Eved, you know, just go. Why? Because Gufa Kanui. And Mela. Mela. If it belongs to the others, it can't be kind of himself. You can't say go be kind of yourself. Why? If it belongs to the others? So that's what he's saying. If it still belongs to Aden, Yadis ki yada Aden, then how can he be kind of himself?
Why is it different than Get Shechur?
It's a parashah of Get Shechur in the Torah. The Torah says, if you give a Get Shechur, that's Get Yom Am Kecha. That's the kind of the Get. That's Xeris Kasa of parashah of Get Shechur. Get Yom Am Kecha. But over here, he's just being kind to himself. He's not even, there's no Get that being given to him that would work if it works, right? He was just being kind to himself. He's not even doing Ma'is Kinyan, he's not doing a Chazaka, he's just kind to himself in Mela. How's he kind? He has no Yad. He has no ability to be kind of anything for himself. And Kol Shekhinah be kind to himself, he belongs to Adam. That's one of this is a major kasha on Acharonim. Yeah.
You have the Yad, Eved Ki Yad Rabba, even if it's not under the same bialis. What he has Rishus, right? But the master is a chilek. No, he's not under the master still.
Oh, okay. So it could be the answer that Acharonim, what you might have to say, which is a chiddush. You're saying it like matter of factly, but it's a chiddush. You have to say that since everyone could be kind to him, Sefkosef is miayish, and the Eved is up for grabs, right? So then you could say that maybe it's considered that he's already not so much tachas the shlita of the Aden. And Mela, we don't say that the Yad of Kiyad Rabba, he can't be kind to himself. That Shmuel God says that he's not, you know, the Raya, but it's a chiddush to say that. Because the pashas is, if we say it belongs to, it's like a B.I.C., it belongs to the Aden until someone goes ahead and be kinder, so it means it belongs to him Lagamri, you know. But it's a chiddush to say that the fact that everyone has the right to be kinder already makes him enough Arishas in the Bible that he can be kind to himself. But L'chayra, that's what all these G'day L'chayra will have to learn, L'chayra. But it's a Chiddush, though. It's a L'hedya Chiddush.
Isn't that good for their whole Shita?
That what?
I'm saying by an Aveda, right? Where you're saying it still belongs to...
But everyone has the right to take it. But doesn't mean that it doesn't mean left is Rishos. It's a Hetif, everyone to be kind of. The Tumas Kri says, the terrorists matter, everyone to be kind of.
I'm saying, it still belongs to the Baal, but and then you could just take it? Like,
yeah.
So same thing
as what? No, but the Eved doesn't have a Yad. Yad Eved Yad Rabbi. We had that in Bamatzia in the first parak. Yad Eved Yad Rabbi.
I know, but
Mashkan Eved Rabbi. He has no ability to be kind of.
Okay.
Everyone can be kind of, but not him.
I'm saying, but it's clearly enough out of the
Baal Rishus. No, it's not out of his Rishus. If you give your present, you say that pen, you say, go ahead, Rabbi, I want to give you something, I want you to have my pen. Yeah? I'm kind of your pen. Yeah? Now, when you said, let me kind of my pen, the pen left your rishus at all? It's 100% yours. You're giving me a hefty to be kind of your pen.
Okay, so...
Right? It might be considered that's what Magna was discussing. Right? But the pen is totally yours. And it calls I wasn't kind of the pen. It's your, you give a cash an issue with that pen. It's yours. You can be kind of an issue with that pen. You gave me just to be kind, so what? The Kolzman, I'm not kind of, then it's still yours 100%.
That's because there's a Maizakinian to do here. Where would the theoretical Maizakinian be by an Eved being kind of himself?
Again, everyone else has to make a Maizakinian. The point is the whole head is that everyone else could be kinder, right? Everyone else could be kinder. That's what Yush means. That it's Rishus for everyone to be kinder. It means because man, no one's kind. It belongs to me, Lagamri. If it belongs to me, Lagamri, the Eved has no right to be kind. Who said that has to be that possibility? We'll say, no. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it belongs to the Aden, then it doesn't work. Finished. Okay, so that's one of the major issues, you know, as far as the Rayas are concerned, from the Gemara. There's another Gemara, which Yerushalayim also asks, and that's the Gemara in the Kuflamites, where it says over there that a Tarnagoyl Shemardu, meaning the chicken or the birds, whatever it is, they, you know, so to speak, rebelled and they ran away. So then the Shailu Gab Shluch HaKani, Chai Vishluch HaKani. So it's more in the Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion in the Gabe if it's Bed Gabayis. We say the Kedush is Paka. Because by Hekdish there's no Shluch HaKain on a bird of Hekdish. So the Machalik is over there. If you have birds that belong to Bed Gabayis, it wasn't a carbon, it belonged to Bed Gabayis. The Shaila, whether the fact that it was Mara, is that Mafkir the Kedusha? Taisa says, it's Mashal the Gemara. The whole Shaila is Gabe Hekdish. But if it be, we know whether it's Mafkir the Kedusha or not. But if we shall Yisrael, not shall Hekdish, and about the Tarangul Shamarad, it's Mafkir the Bailas. And the Zechi of Shluch HaKain. Right? So now. Now. Says Bizil Chaman, Wachaira, Tarangul Shamarad, Tarangul Shamarad, Ichar is Yish. That's the sugya of Yish, Lachar. Yeah? Lachar. I say Lachar, it might not be Mochach. Even though Hagam, the Rajba over there is beferish like that. The Rajba in Kuhn Kuflamites is beferish that we're talking about Yish over there. It's not clear in the Gemara that's Alt Yish. Not beferish in the Gemara anyway. But Zilchon assumes that. And the Rajba does say that. And therefore, says if it's a chana, you see a raya, the yish is after, because it's mavor in the sugya, chayis is medayik. But the whole issue of the Gemara is only by hektish, but by shal yisrael, then avadi chayiv shul okay. If you're telling me that yish is like lachraim, it's not hefker, it belongs to the bailim. If it still belongs to the bailim. Until someone's kind it. So why about the Mishloch HaKain? It's Mizumin. Mizumin is about the Mishloch HaKain. If it belongs to it, then it's not Mishloch HaKain. So again, assuming that the gather of Tarnagol Shemara is a gather of Yish, and assuming it in the Gemara, that the whole issue of the Gemara is Dafka by Hekdish, like Taiz and Medayik, Shachar is pretty good, pretty safe. That's at least a safe assumption. So, okay, we have a problem. Then the Chayr is moving on the Gemara, the year just happened. That's the Ritzel Chanan's Kash. Elamai, you see, the year is not happening. So, here, so again, what are the Chayr going to do with this Gemara? See, so you can say one or two things. Either we'd say they hold the Tarnagol Shemarad, Pshad is, you have to come on to Yish. I have to look again at it. Come in the Chazanish, we discussed yesterday, Yitches Gimel, and Baba Kama. He might, I don't remember now, I have to look again. He might say that. It could be Tarnagol Shemarad, Pshad is, it's Mafkir the Bayez without Yish. Pshad is because you lost control over it. By Tarnagol Shemarad, it could be you lost control over El Gamri, and therefore, it's out of your shlita. It could be you don't have to come on to Yish.
Like on my chapter?
That's right. Because like with the Yisrael Chazish yesterday, that Bailus needs control. Bailus not, once it's mine, it's mine. Bailus needs the control in order that it should stay here. So Ulai, I'm not sure. That might be an approach over here, the answer for the Tzaris and Zivis or anybody else. And maybe Tarnagol Shemara doesn't have to come on to Yish. In other words, he assumes it's Yish. You have to come on to Yish. But it could be it's over there, you don't come on to Yish, then you don't come on to Yish, then it could be it's not a Raya. Ritzchuchan himself is Miyashiv, that maybe similar to what we said, Lagabe Yish Be'Eved, that Das Alein, that everyone could be kainit, that makes it not mezumin, because the drasha of it says ki kare kansi profanecha, right? That problem mezumin. I mean, if it's yours, if it's there for you, then it's mezumin for you, right? Then there's no din shloch kain. So it could be by yish, even if you want to say yish is not hefker, but it's not mezumin. Since it's there for the picking, everyone could be kind of it. So that enough, it could be it's mafkir the shame mezum. It's not called mezumin because it's a free for all. Everyone could be kind of it. So it could be like being shluch king. You need mezumin. How is it? It's mezumin for me. It's prepared for me. It's by me. But if it's yish, everyone could take it. Could be it's a shluch king the kesvara to say that even though technically it's mine. But since it's mine, but it's not mezumin, because everyone can take it. That's a svara that you could be dived.
Doesn't ask the first question. Yeah.
What?
Doesn't ask.
No. Is that right? I said. Yeah, but this question he himself offers a teretz. Now, could he has a third question also for Rosh Hashanah, and that will leave. Now, I just want to spend a few minutes on the Rashba. The Rashba over there. Oh, kuflam teretz. So the Rashba has a kasha, and that Gemara discusses Mekach Bel Gabayis. Who's done Baalma? So Kim the Gemara, the Pog, the Gemara is the Pog, the Kedusha. In fact, the Rashba, Vim Taimar, Kedusha Shebehem, Lehechan Holcha. Just because the Tarnal goes Marad, what happened to the Kedusha? What's Mafkir the Kedusha? There's no opinion, what's Mafkir the Kedusha? So he says, Yeshleim, hekdish damin, ain't a kinyan aguf. El kashibin mamay. Mechimash in a siyayish a gizbar, machmash a maradu, have look hefker. Upakale shibin mamay. Sheesh lukvay Allah, Allah. See, so first of all, Stamazay, this rajab is important as far as our sugya of what's a yish. So the rajab is saying yish is hefker. He says that, you know, he does say v'chivan shenisyayish agizba, right? So he says lehed like Rav Yitzchak Chanan that the Gemara is talking about yish. That's one point that's very important in this Rashba. They were talking about yish, and he says it's like hefker. I bet it's mafkir because he said this. Kedushas damim means bedek habayis. It's not a carbon. It's not kedushas aguf. So then it sounds like in the Rashba that all it is a mammonistic thing. Hekdish dam ein kinyan guf el kishibin mammon. It sounds a little from this Rashba like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has the yisoid, which we probably discussed more than once, I think, that Reb Chaim has the yisoid that the geder of the Issa Mila is a geder of Gezeila. And he brings a raya for the fact that the shir is a pruta. Why pruta? If it's a al isra hana, al kedusha, why is it telling the pruta? Elamai, it's a mammonistic thing. The isra meila is a mammonistic idea, and that's why the shir is a pruta. Okay, the raya from pruta. There's a lot to be said on this, whether or not that's a raya or not. But that's not for now. Is right from Fagan. Not like that, whatever. It's a whole discussion on its own. But come on, that's the famous Seder of Chaim. The Geder of Mila is a Geder of Gezela. Now, in Reb Chaim, it's a little complicated. The Reb Chaim say that by Kedush Saguf, through Kedush Dama, or even by Kedush Saguf. The fact that he makes a Raya from Pruta, Charis Mashi, even by Kedush Saguf, learned that way. Because the share of Prut is bane by Kedush Dam, bane by Kedush Zagot. However, there are those that say B'Sherem Chaim that's a different Kedush Dam, Kedush Zagot. The story that it's Gezel is by Kedush Dam. So I come up this Rajba, and there's a Nesivis that's Mechal Kedush Dam, Kedush Zagot. So this Rajba is Mashma like that. This Rajba will be right to that. This Rajba is Mashma that the whole Geder of Me'ila, at least by Kedushas Damim, is a Gezeila Dikadin. Me'mela, says the Rashba, if a Tarnagoyla Shemarad, since the money, the Damim, Mitzad the Bailas was Mufka, the Bailas of Hekdush is Mufka because there's a Yish and it's Hefker, Me'mela is no Me'ila. Because the whole meal is only the dumb. Bakdushas akma makdush is dumb. Bakdushas agov, it's not like that. Bakdushas agov, there it's al stakdusha taka. There it's al stakdusha. Hamela, there, it's not going to help you that the tarnagol was marad. And mitzad the dumim, it doesn't belong to hekdush anymore. But it's still, like Rashi said, kedusha shevel echon halach. Where did the kedusha go? So on one hand, this Rav might be right to Reb Chaim, but on the other hand, it's right now, if we assume Reb Chaim is saying it by both. Malkamah, this Rav was very important, this part is not something to get to our sugya, but it's important by Malkam, that this Rav seems to say very clearly that at least by Kedushas Damim, the Geder of the Isra Me'ila is Mitzad the Damim, Mitzad the Gezeila, and as we say, if it was Marad, then it's Taka Mafkir. He had a half made even that, but then the puzzle tells you no. So it could be a stack of saying this is a fundamental difference between the gather of Me'ilah, like Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Agov.